Being a Christian woman and walking in God's calling for our lives can be a difficult task. With the world and pop culture telling us to be one way, and the Bible saying another, you kind of end up feeling like an other. Well, you're not alone. Join me now and my friends as we navigate life in our 20s and 30s, while making sure we live out our faith, embrace our femininity, and looking cute. We discuss pop culture, life, careers, relationships, and so much more. Prepare to be entertained and educated. I know you're going to love it. Join our movement and embrace being another girl.
The views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not reflect our employers. Enjoy. Listening to Those Are the Girls with Mallory and Friends. I'm Mallory.
And I'm Isabel.
And this is our first TCAP back from our break, our hiatus. If you have not already listened to our New Year's tips and advice, I guess, to have a good New Year episode, which is before this episode. If this is your first like official TCAP listening to our podcast, I want you to know what you're about to expect. We go over different stories that have happened. We have a lot's happened in the past month, but I just picked a couple for us to discuss. And we are talking about life, career, relationships, pop culture, all the things. And we're giving a Christian perspective. So this pop culture podcast is going to be a little different than the pop culture podcast you normally listen to. I mean, some might argue it's better. That's just, you know, that's what they say. I don't know. But I think you're going to love it. So I'm Mallory, and this is Isabel. Isabel, how have you been? By the time everybody hears this, it's going to be January 1st. So, like, tell us, 2023, like, how are you? What was a word to describe 2023? Just talk. Tell me.
First, let me clear my throat. Yes, so good to be back. I can't believe it's 2024. Well, it will be by the time you guys listen to this episode. Yeah, I mean, 2023 was definitely filled with lots of lows and definitely some highs, but it was definitely a roller coaster. And I think 29 was definitely a monumental year for me personally. You know, as I was telling you right before off the clock here, but it was a lot of off the mic, whatever, however you say it. Anyways, so it was a lot of like realizing like where, you know, like my values, you know, where I sit on things, and everything just became clear at the same time. That was a little like a confusing year, if that makes any sense. But yeah, I prioritized like my health, my mental health first and foremost. And I had to make some decisions that were not easy, but again, having to prioritize myself and also realizing like who I want to be, right? I'm going to be 30, like what this new decade, how I want to live my life, how I want my 30s to look like. And you know, what is Isabel doing in 10, 20 years from now, and like becoming that person. Yeah. What about you?
This was a crazy year for me. Kind of like what you said, a lot of low lows, but I do feel like I had a lot of high highs as well. And for sure. I think that, I guess for this year, friendship was like really, really big for me. That was just something that like really carried me on. I feel like I got closer with a lot of my friends that I had been friends with for a long time, and like I saw different sides of some of my new friends that I've made. And also this year really has me kind of similar to what you're saying, like prioritizing like, or like understanding like what do I want for my life. It is hard to get from point A to point B sometimes, and that's where I'm at point A, and I so desperately need to get to point B, and it's very hard to get there. But I do know what my point B is, and I do know I want to get there. And I think that was just a huge lesson I learned this year.
Well, that's good.
And it's just a matter of going from A to B, figuring it out somehow. And this year definitely was a difficult one for me personally. A lot of things did not go the way. Yeah, a lot of things did not go the way I planned. But I do have hope and faith that 2024 will be a better year, and like I can close the chapter in 2023. Get the lessons out of it that I learned, and just never have to revisit that time and season in my life again. That's
right. For every, what did they say? For every new beginning, there has to be an ending. So
Yes.
All good things must come to an end. So, and all the bad things too. So, and I think like something that I've also been learning about just the tough times is that like, obviously, even though good times don't last, neither do the bad things. So it's like, hey, you know, we can be reminded that even in the midst of those trials and, you know, tribulations and stuff, that like God is still good and that it's not going to last forever, no matter what it is that you're going through. So that's a little side note. And give yourself grace, Mel, and hey, we made it, so thank God.
Amen. And hugs also for you, like, I feel like for you, I feel like I've seen a lot of growth from the beginning of the year to now, just in like your personal life, and like I feel like you've like, I don't know, you seem so much happier, and I'm proud of you, and like happy of how everything turned out for you this year, even though you had some lows, but like it seemed like you're going out at least on a high. So
yeah, for sure. No, thanks, Mel. And I feel I'm proud of you as well.
You don't have to do this.
No, seriously. Like I think about like how we met. I act like I'm proposing to you. turning point. It's just crazy how like, you know, social media, it can be turned for good, and like meeting really good friends. And obviously I'm thankful for you, and can't believe like we're on the podcast, and I kind of invited myself to your podcast, I guess now what, like a year ago, right?
I think we meet in 2022? Almost 2 years.
2 years.
It was 2021. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's been wild. And obviously, like, you know, I relate to you a lot. And obviously, like in our singleness, obviously I'm not single anymore, but like in our singleness, in our faith, we just had a lot of things in common. And like, obviously, like you shared, you know, there was been a lot of lows in 2023, but you know, we managed to be on the uppity up. And I think things are going to look good for us in 2024. And you know, if not, God is still good. And like, to your point, like, you know, you said that you want to be a good friend and, you know, put your heart into your friendships and cultivating that. And I think you're doing amazing, sweetie. And I could definitely, you know, attest that you are a good friend, and hopefully we get to see each other more. But yeah, obviously like a lot of things have happened last year. But in the midst of it all, I'm just thankful for, like, to your point, good friends, family, you know, my boyfriend, all of that, because I think it just keeps you rooted and grounded. And honestly, life is hard, and you need people there to support you and to lift you up when you're feeling down and like you're at your lowest. So I'm thankful that you have that as well. Again, wish we didn't live states apart, but that just means we're going to have to visit each other. Maybe 2024.
Hopefully we'll see each other, maybe more than once even.
Yes, queen.
This is the year we turn 30.
I just wanted to throw that out there, queen.
No, it's okay. All in God's timing. Like, just a tiny quick rant about that. Like, I really, like, turning 29, I mean, I was just a wreck.
Yeah. But
like, I really have been trying to focus and thinking about like, everything's happening in God's timing. Like nothing, absolutely nothing I'm saying or doing is like on my own schedule. Like if I could do things differently, I would, but that's just not, and I can't change that. Like if God hasn't.
I think 29. Oh, sorry. I was like, I just said, I think year 29 is just for me, it was like coming to face with the realization of like what I thought my life was going to look like versus what it actually looks like from like every single aspect of my life. And I think it was a lot of like, a lot of realizing, okay, what am I doing? You know, like what is really truly making me happy? How do I want to live my life? You know, obviously I'm not married. I don't have kids. And I thought I was going to be 25 married with kids. And I didn't think I was going to be living at home. Like all these things is like coming to terms with like where you're at in life. And like, it's almost like a weird feeling of like not beating yourself up, but giving yourself like, hey, you can do this. Like you can live the life that you want to live. But also like giving yourself grace as well. Like it's just a weird timing for me. It's still like a ongoing like learning type of thing of giving myself grace, but also saying like, hey girl, let's get it together. Like, you know, we can make things happen. You can reach your goals, and you can create the life that you want to live. So yeah.
No, that's good. And that's what I'm focusing on this year too. It's just kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, like, if God hasn't ordained something to happen, it's just not going to happen. And yeah. I think that has been, like, a big thing. I guess that's a positive. This year, I've really let go of, like, you know, since we're talking about relationships, I kind of let go of the whole relationship thing. Yeah. Not in, like, a, oh, I've given up, like, da-da-da. It's just more of, like, a, I'm not in control of that. Like, there's nothing I can do to make someone want to be with me.
Right.
So, like, I'm not going to sit here and, like...
Like, dwell.
Exactly. I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to focus on other things that I can control. I can't right. control how much time I'm spending in the Bible, in the Word. I can't control how much time I'm spending with the podcast. I can't control if I hang out with my friends tomorrow type of thing. Like, yeah. that's really what I, like... That's something that I think has just been really important for me. It's just like to let some things go.
For and sure. Once
you, I don't know that. I will say that's another thing that like was positive for this year. I just letting it go has given me so much more peace about it.
Yeah. So much. And that's a good thing. Like peace. I feel like that's my word for like 2024. Like going, like when you say, oh my God, so you look happier and stuff like that. I feel like I'm trying to chase what matters, which is like God and my relationships and just seeking peace. Right. So if something or someone doesn't bring me peace, like I don't want to be a part of it. Like I don't want to live a life. And I think it also comes with like I said, off the mic, like I put a lot of stuff on social media. A lot of people have been following me for years. Like I put a lot of my life there. And I think now it's like, what is important? What should I share? What should I not share? Like, what should I keep things private? And I think the less people that know about your business, about your personal, like the more private you are, the more like exclusive you are with the right people that have the right intentions, the more you can seek that happiness and like foster that and like yourself and in your relationships. And it's like, yeah, I just don't want drama. I don't like, I'm trying to live a peaceful life. So if it's not bringing me peace, if it's not bringing me money, no, I'm just kidding. Peace, happiness, and love. No,
yes.
No, but seriously.
Well, I think that's a good catch up. We should definitely get into our stories. But before we get into the stories, I want to do some quick morning announcements. Number one, join us for the March for Life. It is January 19th. If you're going to the March for Life by yourself, don't go by yourself. Come meet up with us. I have a group chat going on Instagram. So reach out to me if you're interested in that. We're also going to get dinner right after. But don't go by yourself. It's a really great first step to getting involved in the pro-life movement. So that's the first thing. Second thing, if you live in the Charlotte area, we are going to be putting together Embrace Grace boxes for the University City Women's Center, which I'm very excited about. Embrace Grace, I love what they're doing. And I think that in these boxes will be for moms who have chosen life and just kind of just a little bit of a support. And we're going to get a tour of the center. It's going to be great. And that is February 3rd. Last big announcement. You should join our Patreon. For the month of January, everyone who is in the Patreon is entered to win a $50 Culture of Life 1972 gift card. Yes, that's right. For the month of January, if you join a Patreon for as low as $5 a month, you are able to enter for that gift card. Let me tell you other things you get. You're going to get a new episode each month. And another thing that I'm starting is you will have the ability, so we'll have a guest, you'll have the ability to have a Patreon-specific question from that guest. So you guys, I'll tell you who the guest is, and you guys can like ask a question. We can vote on a question to ask them, or I'll come up with a question, and only the Patreon will get to hear that answer from that guest.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys. So you're going to want to join. What does your $5 go to? It goes to helping pay for the software, marketing, the website, events and things like that, like tabling at sometimes it costs money to table at events. Like it is, your money is going to go to also helping other girls join our movement. Podcast community is for people who don't really feel like they're kind of fitting in, like the mainstream conservative. It's kind of turning a little catty, kind of mean girl-ish. And if you're kind of tired of that, if you're a Christian, if you are like, I care more about my faith over this whole political thing. Obviously, because we are Christians, we are policy ideas and things like that are going to align with certain values. But if you're kind of over like the pettiness and you want to be around other women who are kind and who want to speak the truth, but within grace and in love, like this is the group. And I want to do more things. I know that there is a need for this because a lot of you reach out to me. I want to do more meetups because I know there's so many of us out there. And yeah, you're $5 a month, or there's an option for $20 a month. I believe there's also an option for $6 a month. Your contribution helps us meet and helps us grow this community. So that is it for the announcements. Are you ready for our stories?
Yes. Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry.
Okay, no, you're good. So you should join the Patreon. It, like I said, you also get early access to if there's an event that's happening, if there's new merch. By the time you hear this, there should be new merch on the website. We've redone things. Let me know, how do you feel about the new theme song? How do you feel about some of the new, changing it up a little bit? This year is going to be a great year. This is a year where we're going to really be focusing on growing our community and being together as a community and uplifting each other. And I'm just so excited. This is the first TCAP back. This is our first time. And if you're new listening, you're going to love it. You're out. Go ahead and give us 5 stars. You're going to love it. Okay. Are you ready now for our stories? You have your cup?
I don't, but I have my water bottle.
Perfect. And let's toast.
Cheers.
Okay. So our TCAP. Okay, so our first story is from the Daily Mail.
Ooh.
These 4 social media influencers were swept up by the movement that claims obesity is perfectly healthy. The tragic truth is they have all died under the age of 45. So before we get this story, I want everyone to listen. Whatever you think our opinions are going to be, it might not be that. I know this is like a touchy subject, which is why I want us to talk about it. Because one thing I mentioned earlier, we speak the truth, but in grace and in love. Okay. The past decade has seen an extraordinary momentum building around a central argument that being obese doesn't have to mean unhealthy. Branded health at every size, the philosophy at its heart has goals. It aims to counter the multi-billion dollar diet industry, which has a poor record when it comes to long-term sustainable weight loss, and act as an antidote to the stigma encountered by people struggling with weight. The idea is that rather than shame overweight people and force them to diet, they should be encouraged to embrace their bodies, find exercises they enjoy, and eat more nutritionally. But some say those philosophies have taken to the extremes, particularly on social media, by celebrating morbid obesity while ignoring its serious health dangers. The U.S. edition of Cosmopolitan was criticized for running a plus-size woman in yoga with the headline, "This is Health." A self-styled fat activist, meanwhile, not only promotes larger bodies as healthy, but rejects decades of science, which prove that dangers of excess body fat, encourages devotees to ignore doctors. For obesity specialists, they say ample evidence shows obesity can promote and accelerate over 200 diseases, such as diabetes, strokes, and many cancers. Higher waist girth is a major reason for many people living with multiple chronic conditions, leading to suffering and health costs. And for those who say losing weight is not necessarily to improve health, considerable evidence now shows intentional weight loss via lifestyle or drugs can help lower the risk of many chronic conditions and even reverse some, such as diabetes. Far too many people do not like how they look, and for many people, diets do not work in the long term. And repeatedly failing to lose weight can take its toll on the mental health. For some, using social media to post pictures of themselves fat, happy, and eating, what they want is to love themselves. But is it starting to crumble? The organization Health at Every Size in the UK has appeared to have disbanded. Okay, last part about this. So one person wrote that body positivity kept me fat and complacent and enabled me to not make good decisions. Another wrote, I feel guilty for being a part of this movement. Health is real. Organs failing is real. Diabetes is real. And it's not fat phobic to care about your health. Lucy Daniels, the chairman of the British Diabetes Association, says fat acceptance started off with the best intentions, but it has gone too far. Most people with excess weight would be healthier with less of it. We've been persuaded to accept that big is okay, and people who are obese must learn to love themselves. But I've never met an obese person who didn't want to be more regular size. She concludes, if you're overweight, don't give up on healthy eating and healthier lifestyle choices. Yes, that will be harder than simply buying into the myth that you can be obese and healthy, but it will be far more worthwhile health-wise. So, that article, I'm going to link that article. You should read that entire article. It has four people who were part of the Health at Every Size movement, and they have passed away before 45. And I distinctly remember one of them because so she had... Too. Yeah, it's like really like serious. And part of the reason why I want to talk about this is because we're at the beginning of the year, and is making goals. And I just think sometimes we all need like a good slap in the face. So one of the girls, actually, I remember she had, there was like a episode on, I want to say E or like one of those shows where they, you know, exploit everyone. And she created a salon for plus, like bigger women, like not just like plus size, but like bigger women. And she said she felt ashamed. She went to a salon once to get her nails done and she couldn't fit in the chairs and she felt ashamed. So she decided to make a salon for people like her. And then she's one of the women that passed that they highlighted. So they have like, yeah, so they have, it's a really good article that I really think everyone should read. So you care if I go first talking about this?
Yeah, girl, take the stage.
So I, like I said, I really thought this was important. If you know anything about me, if you're new here, I have struggled with my weight my entire life. There has never been a time in my life where I was not fat. And obviously I haven't always been this fat because there's times where I've like lost weight and looked better and, you know, up and down. So this is definitely something that's like near and dear to my heart because it's something that like, I know I'm not the only person who struggles with it because I'll post about it on my Instagram and other people are struggling with it as well. So I saw this article and it really just gets you thinking. Like I know for myself, I had to, like this year, I kind of alluded to it earlier, like I had to make some changes. I went and saw like a special type of doctor that, you know, once I'll do like maybe 3 months and then I'll like kind of explain like if everything keeps working, I'll explain like all the stuff I've been going through. But I had to see like what is really going on because it was just a lot. And I think that, I think we said this in another episode or maybe Isabel might've said it this episode, but there's a lot of things like everyone has an opinion on TikTok and Instagram. You gotta find what works for you. And mm-hmm. you have to figure out, like, what does your body respond to? Because then, if not, you're going to end up doing a bunch of things that are, like, counterproductive. And I think, like, this year, like, join me, like, let's get serious about this. I know that for a long time, I, like, someone who grew up fat, like, you're always thinking about it. That's like the inside joke. You're always thinking about it. But there are times where I try not to think about it because I just want to enjoy my life. I'm in my 20s. Like, I want to be able to, you know, my friends can eat burgers and fries and it doesn't affect them. Like, I want to be able to do that, but, like, I can't. So sometimes I would just, you know, just, like, get it out of my mind. Like, but at some point you do have to figure out what's going on with your body. So I highly suggest anyone listening and you've, like, really struggled with your weight, I suggest going to get tested. Get your blood sugar, thyroid, and your hormones tested. That will show a lot of things. And then you can figure out, like, what's the best plan for you. Because I think that, and I like what she said. She said, like, it started off with the best intentions. Because let's be honest, like, some people, even people, like, on the right, can be really mean to fat people. I mean, it was that picture of that girl. They can be mean to
the girls in general. I mean, you saw with the Taylor Swift stuff.
Exactly. Girl. Like, people can be mean. So, like, I understand people wanting to, like, do something, like, to counteract it. Like, I totally understand that. But, like, at some point, you do have to, like, take responsibility and you have to be serious and actually do something. You have to make some changes because the reality of the fact is it's not fun. It's not really fun. There's nothing really cool about it. Like, people are, you know, some of the girls that they show that were on TikTok were like, this is, you know, I think one of the girls like had an oxygen tank on. Like, it's just, it can get, no. Yes. And she's like, oh, like, I love no. being. And it's like, at some point, you have to kind of like.
I was about to say, okay, at some point, you gotta like, okay.
Right. You gotta be like, okay, this has gone too far. And I'll say, like, for something, once again, I'll share more like in a couple months. But something in my life, I was like, okay, this has gone a little too. Like, I have veered off too far. I need to start making some changes. I will say one of the things that I started doing, I really think it makes a difference, is I got a walking pad at work. And it was a whole mess at the beginning. Like, it was turning off our power. But anyway, somehow we figured it out. But now I can use a walking pad. And I think it has been making a difference in at least, like, getting moving. So I know another thing too is like a lot of us have desk jobs where we're sitting at our desk, yes. like we're driving to work
all day.
Yes, we're sitting at our desk all day, and then we get into the car, drive again, and like that really isn't good for your health. I mean, for any aspect of your health, but that's a whole another conversation we can get into. But yeah, I just really wanted us to just, it's the new year. I think that lose weight to your goals. Do it. Like, I know there's a new thing about like, don't do that. Do it. Like, and if you need to lose weight, add it and like work on it. And like I said, the other episode, if you make a mistake, pick yourself up and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Isabel, what are your thoughts from another perspective? Like, I guess from the opposite perspective.
From someone that can't gain weight. I know what you mean. And that's crazy. Like, to your point, getting your blood work. I still get my blood work. I think a lot of people have a misconception that skinny people are just like, oh my goodness, they eat so healthy. I'm here to debunk that myth, because I probably know some like heavier like women in my life who probably eat healthier than me. And so a lot of it sometimes is genetics. You can't really, you know. But yeah. I will say, like, in your late 20s, 30s, everybody's body changes, metabolism changes. I mean, I never had heartburn till I was like 27. And I'm like, hello, because I wasn't gaining weight, but like my body could just burn fat. But that didn't mean that was necessarily what I was eating was a healthy diet, like pizza and like fried food, like, you know, all that stuff. So I think overall, it's just like prioritizing your health and what's going on the inside versus what we see on the outside. Because to your point, you know, you could like, at some point we can't be like, okay, this is the oxygen tank. This is so fun. This should be a trend and we should like, you know, publicize this, you know? So I think it's just like, no matter like what your size is, prioritizing what's going on the inside, and it's obviously going to reflect on the outside. Like, it really just starts from within of like any kind of like, you know, lifestyle change. You know, you have to start with like small changes and not do something like drastic. But I definitely think with the whole like, I mean, I obviously can't relate, but like from what I see, it's like they're trying to make it like this cool thing, but at the end of the day, like, we're hurting people versus telling them the truth. And I think sometimes we don't want to tell people the truth because the truth is uncomfortable, because the truth might offend them or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, if you saw someone, this is even true biblically speaking, if you want to speak to someone about God or Jesus, you know, we are here to spread truth and light and in love. So it's the same thing. Like, you wouldn't see a friend, if you saw one of your best friends like running towards a cliff and about to jump off, like, you wouldn't be like, oh no, it's okay, I don't want to offend that person and tell them that they're gonna die. You would be like running, like trying to save them, you know? So I think that's just like using that same analogy to like telling your friends the truth and love and stuff like that. And obviously it could be sensitive subject, because some people, like, you know, like to your point, and it's not just like they are eating and exercising, it's just sometimes, like I said, genetics aren't helping as much. So it is a touchy subject, but again, if you love someone, you tell them the truth, and you know, and if they do love you back and respect you, they're gonna understand. So maybe practicing those like healthy habits.
Yeah, like, I really respect, I've only, other than male, like, my male friends have all been pretty honest with me, but like, I really respect it. I've only had one female friend to like make a comment in the vein of like, hey, like, what's going on? Like,
there's a time and a place too.
Oh, that too. Like, you know, you guys, if you're all out, you know, having fun and like you're walking home, hey girl, I noticed you gained some weight. Like, what's like, that's not the time and the place. Like, you know, use discernment. But I really respected my friend, one friend that like kind of asked me like, hey, is everything going okay? Because here's the other thing too. Like, most people who gain a lot of weight, it is not just because they're just eating and like sitting at home and laying down. It's a lot of like mental health, stress, mental health issues. Like, it's this, like, that's,
or that's all another aspect of it.
Say that again.
Or like other substances, like alcohol, or like if you're on certain medicine, like, there's so many factors. And I think I'm pretty sure doctors, like, if you go to like a holistic doctor, they'll try to figure out what's going on mentally, physically, spiritually, because it all affects your diet, exercise, your sleep. Like, sleep is so important. Like, you really need to be getting 8 hours of sleep. And I heard the most optimal time is from like 8 p.m. to like 8 a.m. So any hours in between then, that's like the most optimal time. And that affects your like sugar levels, your don't even, because my dad has recently had health issues, and obviously my parents are getting older, and so like it's important to know like what's going on in your body, and so that you can help yourself and help others. But yeah, that's one thing about like there's so many things that can affect your weight gain or loss. Or even if you're losing weight drastically, there could be something wrong, you know, or like gaining weight drastically. Like you just always want to, you know, consult with your doctor and see what's going on and seeing if you're like in the right, you know, weight range. Again, as long as you're healthy on the inside, obviously, yes, it's going to reflect on the outside too, or at least, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And, last thing to that point, like, I think you were saying like there's a lot of other factors, so you do have to go check it out. Like, because I mean, there's, I'll say like a little glimpse of like what was going on with me. Like there was, I was doing things that I needed to do, but there was something hindering it because there was something else going on like in my body. So like, yeah. I could work out and eat right and do X, Y, and Z. I've never been like one of those people that like pigs out like with a pizza and ice cream and just like lays around. Like I'd be doing things. Like if, like, you know me, like
people probably assume or think that.
No, literally. And like, I do things. So like, and even growing up, like my mom had me playing all the sports. I sat on the bench, but I was like, you know, she had me at the practices. like clearly physical. There's something else. And I think that you just have to figure that out yourself. And I think like, if your friend is going through that, like being supportive of whatever method that they choose, obviously, you know, if it's something like that will hurt them, you know, speak up, say something. But like, I think if, you know, your friend is deciding to go vegan and you're like, that doesn't blah blah blah, if it's working for them, you know, encourage them,
right?
Like,
yeah,
have them back, because that's like really what that's what it's about, like, you know, getting to the health and like figuring this out. So yeah,
I was gonna say something else, but I think I just lost my train of thought. But yeah, basically, yeah, I mean, you would think I wake up and eat salads and never touch a burger, but like, honey, I love barbecue. I love all the things that I eat and everything. So again, what is it called? It's not always what it seems on the outside. It's mainly what's going on the inside. And everyone's body is so different. And especially when you like get older, especially women. Oh my goodness, if you have children. Obviously, Mal and I, we have not gone through that. But like when you go and you get pregnant and all of that, childbirth. And postpartum, like your body just changes so much throughout every single stage of your life. So again, just giving yourself grace and love. And even like with alcohol, like if I noticed my when I was in Dallas, I was drinking more, just socially. And I realized back in my pictures in 2019, like my face was more swollen and my cheeks were more swollen. And it was because I was drinking all that alcohol and the sugar and the processed foods. And then as soon as and your teeth also play a big role in like how full your face looks. And so even those little changes, now I get why people think like, oh, that person has surgery and stuff. But sometimes just losing weight on your face can like give you a whole completely new like face shape. So
no, literally, anyways, like, I can always tell when like, okay, I've had too much sugar this week or something. Yeah, but like my face just looks like
poofy,
like swollen. I don't know, like it looks like it can pop it almost. Like I've noticed that, like, in myself. Poofy.
Yeah,
poofy. It just looks poofy. Like I can always, and then, you know, when I'm cutting back sugar and like being more intentional with like the healthier meals, I can always tell, because like my face just looks less poofy, like, I guess. Like
It's like more damage. Anyway,
so ladies, I'll check out. I'll link the article for you to check out. Because I think, you know, it's something to think about, and
just understanding your body.
Oh, go ahead.
I just said understanding your body, for sure. Take the time to understand your body.
Yes, it's very important. That's what we're all doing this year. This year, we're all understanding our own personal bodies. Our own. Don't listen to so-and-so tell you to drink the sand. I saw something. Like, it was like, if you drink the sand, you know, once a day, and I'm like, this can't, no.
Yeah, no, this girl, she's like a content manager, some. Anyway, she works with influencers, and she was on TikTok, like, basically ratting them out. She was like, I'm not going to name names, but basically a lot of your so-called favorite influencers basically get brand deals that they can't turn down because of, like, you know, whatever money compensation, but they don't even drink that stuff or use the stuff that they're promoting. So that's what I'm saying. You have to be careful. There's, you know, there's fake people in any industry. And it's no different for like influencing, unfortunately. So sorry, I keep getting messages with influencing. So just again, sometimes your favorite influencer or celebrity, whatever, is promoting a product to like weight loss or weight gain or whatever, and they don't even use it themselves. So they have so much processed like processed foods or ingredients and stuff that they wouldn't even use on their own skin, hair, and nails, but they want you to use that on your hair, skin, and nails. So just. Anyways, do your research.
Yeah, that's the lesson here. Do your research. So the next article, we'll talk about this quick. This happened a couple weeks ago, but I did want to give our opinion on it. This is brought to you by the New York Post. Anthony Edwards is embroiled in a 100K abortion scandal after a model exposes the text. So I'm not going to read the entire article. I am going to read the text. And then we'll discuss it. So Anthony Edwards was dating this model and he sent her these texts. So I'll read them. She sent him a positive pregnancy test and she said, "I still have an appointment on the 27th. And he said, "Nah, can't do this." And said, "So now what? What a great response." And he said, "Get an abortion, LOL." And then she said, "Honestly, I had an abortion with my son around 2 years ago, and I regret it every day." And then he goes, "Man, you can't force a kid in the world. You don't know what it is yet." And then she said, "That's not the point. I said I had an abortion 2 years ago, and I regret it." And he goes, "Yeah, but I don't want a kid." Okay. Let's discuss. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So there's, well, I'm going to talk about two parts of this. I'll talk about the first part. She did end up getting the abortion. So she ended up getting the abortion, which is awful. It's awful. She made that decision.
Ultimately she did, even though obviously he was pressuring her. She ended up doing it.
So she made the decision. She also made the decision to have sex with this man. And that is like, women, we have got to, if you needed help, she could have reached out for help. There are other, she had other options. We cannot, we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to take responsibility. This is something that has happened. And she said that she's already regretted it once, which I think that speaks volumes. It speaks volumes that she said she already admitted that she regretted it. And then she did it again. Like this, and that's a cycle, but you know, that's another conversation. So I want to talk about that aspect. Like, women, we have to do better. Like that, you know, she did that and she's going to have to live with that for the rest of her life until she repents and then God will forgive her. And you know, she can move forward, but until she repents, like that's going to be weighing on her. And that's why it's really important. You know, we have to do a better job picking the men. I promise you, he's saying, like, I promise you she's not too surprised that he doesn't want. Like, even in the how casual, like, this wasn't a shocker. Oh, he doesn't want it. Like, and if you know you're with a man like that, why are you having sex with him? Like, that is the craziest part. Yeah. Now, here's the other aspect. We also can't be having sexual relations with men like that. Like, what a like gross man to automatically get an abortion, LOL. Like, he said it's okay. Yeah, get an abortion, LOL. God. Like,
that makes me disgusting.
Disgusting. That's not even a real man. That's just
like the fact that I would even like get physical with someone like that. Like, I just, I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's to me the way that someone like acts or like how they even not portray themselves, but like present themselves. Like, that's obviously a turn off. Like, I wouldn't even be like turned on to like want to kiss you, much less create a baby with you. you know? And I mean, obviously, like, yeah, we all fall short and we all, you know, whatever, but like, girl, like, we got to do better, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's another thing too. Like, I think so many of us, and there's nothing wrong with it, we so desperately want to be loved. We so desperately want to be moms. Like, we are making a lot of decisions as women, as girls, to be with men that do not deserve us. I think we have to be, you know, and it's hard because everyone around you, at least everyone around me, is like, oh, lower standards. Like, I really don't think you should. Like, I promise you, if she wanted to keep, like, something about him did not reach her standards, she had to lower her standards to be with him. once again, not shirking her responsibility because she could have and should have kept the baby. Like, it was a human being, and she did, you know.
She was a grown woman, you know. Like, we always talk about, like, right, I'm 29. If anything were to happen, right, God forbid. But, like, if anything were to happen, it's like, I'm 29 years old. Like, I'm a grown woman. Like, I have to take accountability for my actions and my decisions. You know, every decision you make comes with a consequence, you know, whether good or bad. And we just have to be a society that takes accountability for our own actions, including my own, you know. So I think that that's what we need to tell young women. And even if you do make mistakes, there's always a better outcome. There's always a better option. There's always, you can turn things around, you know, so it's never too late, you know, and God forgives us. So yeah, I think to your point, that's one of those things. Like, I think she could have had a lot of support. She could have had, you know, monetary support, everything. Like, it's not the end of the world, even though sometimes that's what it feels like. And granted, I've never been in her situation, so I'm not trying to, like, judge. But, like, at the end of the day, like, the way that guy responded and stuff, it was just, like, huge red flag. Like, I don't even, we wouldn't even mean that guy would not even be in the same room.
No, I can't imagine, like, if someone responded to me that way, I would be embarrassed that, like, I even thought that this guy was worthy of my, like, heir. And I just could not imagine ever seeing them right again. Especially because I would keep the child. You certainly wouldn't have anything to do with my child. I'll tell you that. Like, if you're going to respond, like, LOL, get an abortion. That's just very disgusting. So I really think, like, women, we need to, A, take responsibility for our actions, and B, you know, be more selective on who we choose to spend our time with. I think this really, like, has to go with a lot of women. We are so desperate to want to be loved and to have children and just to live this life. And it's like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because it's not worth it.
It's going to continue to eat her up.
And even a pregnancy, it's not worth the STD. It's not worth the things that could happen to you. Like, you can put yourself in danger. You can put yourself in, like, oh, it just, like, the feeling of, like, you know, someone taking advantage of you. And I can imagine it just feels so violating against everything. It probably against everything you believe, because even girls that, like, you know, have a relationship with God and everything, I think that, like, it's just not, like, to your point, it's not worth it. And, like, even my dad was telling me, like, even obviously, like, it takes two to tango, but women, you guys go through a lot, and you just need to be very selective of that partner, because guys can, it's easier for them to basically be like, I'm out, you know, like, they're not carrying the child. They're not, at the end of the day, they're not giving birth. They're not carrying the baby to, you know, 9 months in their stomach and hearing them kick and all that stuff, or feeling them kick. So it's just like, you know, women, we have to guard that. We have to guard that with everything, and not be pressured to do anything. And you don't owe anyone anything. Like, if a guy takes you out to dinner, okay, great. Guess what? You took me out to dinner. That's it.
Right.
Like, they should feel honored to even be in your presence. Like, you should hold yourself to a high regard, that you should be like, you know what, I am the prize. Okay, speaking of that, the Simone Biles, have you heard the whole, like, controversy with that?
Yeah, you want to talk about
oh my god, no. Girl, I'm just like, I know, like, you need to be with someone that, like, thinks highly of you, that, like, thinks the world of you, that would never cross your boundaries. And there are good guys out there, trust me. I'm a living testimony.
Okay, queen. Your sound went out.
Popular. Sorry, guys. Gosh. I'm planning, like, a night out with my friends, like a little bar crawl thing. Anyways, so back to the point. Yeah, the whole Simone Biles with her husband. I'm sorry, but what? Like, no, that is my Roman Empire right now. And it made me realize, like, where I am in my journey of, like, who I was when I was 20, when I was young, and now who I am now as, like, almost a 30-year-old, you know? And it's just, like, the things that you value about a significant other. And I'm just like, God, I'm so glad I did not settle. And even then, like, she reminds me of, like, the guys that I dated in the past, or just, like, they think that they're the prize. Like, excuse me? And I mean, granted, Simone Biles is, like, the freaking go, but every woman is, you know, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It's not the other way around. So, no. Like, I'm sorry, what?
So, okay, like, I agree with everything you said. I guess, like, to me, in the video, she was, like, giggling and, like, so I'm kind of like, maybe she likes, like, maybe she doesn't care. But I think mm-hmm. the overall message of, like, it was, I will say, it was weird. He was like, yeah, I didn't know who she was. And, like, he basically made it seem like she, like, stalked him to, like, she begged him to date her. That was weird. I'll grant it that. I feel like I don't have as strong of a reaction as, like, everyone else. But I do, like, I agree with everything that you said, though. Like, I, in my ideal relationship, and, like, I have been in a relationship like this before, but, like, in the ideal relationship, like, he would be excited to be with me. And I think that is where it does appear as if he's kind of like, yeah, I'm with her, as opposed to, like, oh, yeah, I'm with her. And I'll be yeah. honest, like, the relationships that I have seen that are very healthy, like, the guy is definitely breathy. Excited to be with the girl. Like, he feels as if he was blessed. And I do think the girl should feel the same way, though, too. Like, I will say, no. like, I don't want to make it seem like, oh, the guy must worship at her feet, even though, you know, that is what I mean, that's what I want. But, like, I would like to worship at his feet, too, you know? Like, I do think it needs to be reciprocated. Like, the girl should, you know, she shouldn't be rolling her eyes every time he comes and, like, kisses her, either. Yeah, it's yeah. just, you need to be, I think, what is
honoring missing, each like, other.
Right. I think what is missing in, like, dating and, like dating what we see and, like, some of the actual practicality is, like, it's when people don't date people they like. Like, I, especially, like, sometimes I see things on, like, Twitter, people yeah. saying stuff, and I'm like, do you even like this part? Like, date someone you are excited about. Like, you should be, yeah. you should, be with, you should they I never should make get you that. Happy. Like, make
yeah,
you
Yeah, I never get that. Up. But, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're, like, there's, like, a trend of, like, girl, of guys, like, hating their girlfriends. Like, that's, like, a trend thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I think a lot of the times, like, now we live in a society where, like, we can be anything. So I think women, we've kind of, like, woken up and we're like, what? Like, if I'm carrying your child, if I'm going to be this, and I'm going to give myself to you, I'm working on my goals myself, spiritually, mentally, physically. And then we have this, like, deadbeat Joe, which, again, not everyone's like that. I'm just saying, like, there are men that are, like, essentially just wanting to, like, you know, be with someone that's already, like, whatever. And then it's like, okay, so what are you bringing to the table? You know? Versus, right. So, like, it goes back to, like, well, I'm already stressed out about life. And now I have this partner, so-called partner, that's adding more stress in my life. That's not making things easier. Might as well struggle on my own, you know?
Literally. That is, like, literally.
Life is hard. Inflation. Like, I don't need a partner if we're just going to be, like, miserable, you know?
Literally, I was just talking to my friend about this before. I was like, I am at a point in my life where I have a bajillion things I need to work on, you know, like, just a bunch of things I need to work on. If you are not going to add to help me with these things, if you're not going to encourage me, if you're not going to be the shoulder I cry on, then I really would rather just go through this stuff by myself. Like, if you're going to add to it, like, I would just do it myself, and then maybe I'll see you in a couple of years. But, like,
right.
I can't. Like, I personally can't be with someone who is going to make it worse.
I think another thing that I was going to add is the fact that, like, I think women are just waking up to, like, realizing their worth. And it's like, we're like the big sisters, right? Like, that are like rooting the young girls, like, please don't make the same mistakes that we did. Please. And now everyone, like, there was a girl on TikTok or Instagram, I forgot, I was watching this video. She's like, now everyone kind of has a more realistic idea of, well, not realistic, but, like, they have, like, a backstage, if you will, or, like, behind the curtain type of thing to everyone's life. Like, if you're a mom, now we see, like, the struggles of being a mom. I mean, obviously not entirely, because obviously that's a 2-second clip, but, like, we see that, oh, the kids are actually really bad, or, hey, like, not really bad, but, like, they're being fussy, or they don't always listen to mommy and daddy, and they throw tantrums, and you're like, oh, okay, you know what, maybe motherhood, I can wait, or whatever. It's like, we're seeing all these things now. And I think, like, girls are probably seeing on videos and saying, like, hey, don't make the same mistakes I did. Hey, wait for marriage. Hey, wait for this and that. You know what I mean? So I think it goes back to, like, us. There's also, like, this wave of women that are like, you know what? We've worked on ourselves and we deserve partners that are going to be. And the girls are not saying, oh my God, to your point, most women just want a good partner. We're not even asking, like, hey, you need to worship my feet and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
No, but we're saying work on yourself. So that I don't feel like I'm having to raise someone else, basically,
right.
You know,
right.
Like, I just, you liking your partner and having respect and you know, liking them and having respect should be like the bare minimum.
Right. And marriage is such a good, beautiful, God-honoring thing that you want to make sure you do it once and with the right person. So it's okay if it takes a minute to find the right person. And I think we're kind of in a, especially on our side of the aisle, we're kind of in a like a time where it's like, just find somebody. And it's like, marriage is a serious thing. It's a beautiful thing. It is something that so many of us
want
and decide, but it's serious. So take the time to make sure you're with the right person because you only want to do it once. The goal is to just do it once.
And you evolve so much in your 20s. Like, you really are a different person in your 30s. Yeah. So it's like, Anyways, okay, we can keep going on forever, but let's keep going.
That's your relationship segment from Isabel Mallory. Exactly. So one more story and then like a quick little video. Okay. And this story is something that kind of went viral and I kind of just wanted to bring it up because if you don't have me on social media, if you don't follow on social media, you might not know about the story. This is from Project Veritas. Actually went undercover in Missouri at a Planned Parenthood. And this is what they found out. So while abortion is prohibited in the state law of Missouri, this has not stopped Planned Parenthood from providing every necessity for minor girls to be transported across state lines for an abortion in Kansas. In a conversation with an investigative journalist, a managing director for Planned Parenthood explains how frequently clinics arrange interstate abortion transfers. They say every day. The managing director describes an elaborate length that abortion giant will go to facilitate and help conceal abortions for minors. She describes the process of setting up hotels, arranging interstate transport, providing doctor's notes, and even paying for the abortion as a common service they offer to minors without parental knowledge. She also references a bypass that is available to minors, and this bypass seems to also bypass parental knowledge. The video reveals the shocking ease at which an adult can facilitate a young person's abortion. So I will link the article and you can watch the video. And essentially, they're trying to get an abortion for this 13-year-old. And he keeps saying, so it's 13-year-old. Can we do it? It's a man coming up. It's an awful video. You saw the whole thing? Yeah.
It was I really want to talk about it. It made my stomach hurt.
Oh, it made me nauseous.
No, it literally made me nauseous, girl. I sent it to like every one of my close friends. I was like, send.
Me too. Me too. I'm like, you must see this, please.
No, and I think like you get lost. Even someone like, obviously like we're in all of that, right? Like pro-life movement. But like even for someone like me, like sometimes I forget like the atrocities that happen every day. Mm-hmm. And you're just so like, obviously everyone's going through their own thing and we forget that these like literal like, evil things are happening around us and not even like in a far-fetched world. No, like they're happening in our backyard. Like there are so many abortion centers and stuff like that, abortion clinics and people getting abortion, women getting abortions every day. And we just sometimes, I feel like I don't even think about that. And then it's like, I think that those videos like put everything into perspective once again of like, oh my gosh, this is real. Like this isn't a movie. Like this isn't Blockbuster. Okay, not Blockbuster, but like this isn't a whatever. This is actually happening. In our lives, in our world, you know?
Yeah, like, it's very serious. I mean, like, red flag, a grown man asking about a 13-year-old. First thing I'm thinking, human trafficking. Why would a grown man be asking for a 13-year-old to get an abortion and then to not tell her parents and then to cross state lines and then to provide all of these things to a child? I just think that it's disturbing. It's absolutely disturbing, and this isn't something like unheard of by Planned Parenthood. In episode, I think it's 115 of this podcast, I'll link it, I interviewed a woman who used to work for Planned Parenthood, and she said something along the lines of like, sometimes they'd see the same man come in with multiple like young girls, but if they had like an ID that said they were older, even if, you know, in the back of your head you're like, no, this can't be right. But if they had the right identification, you just go along with it. And like, that's evil. I mean, that is so evil. And I think this is just it's like a good reminder, wake up. Like, we need to be encouraging our Congress members to defund Planned Parenthood, A, and then B, we have to get rid of abortion in America.
It's like, honestly, like when you think about it, like when you say it out loud, like, oh my gosh, like government funding these clinics. Like, what? It's crazy. Give me 1 second. My parents are here.
No, you're right. It's just, it's crazy. Like, it's just so, I think that we just don't imagine that this is going, I think, like she said at the beginning, like, it's, like, out of sight, out of mind, so we're not really thinking about, like, how depraved this can get, but it's just, I mean, it's awful. And I think there's, you know, there's the aspect of a 13-year-old, she's probably so scared, and she's probably so scared that she couldn't, felt like she couldn't go to her parents. She was so scared. She felt like she couldn't go to her parents. And then she's like going to this man. And like, it's just so, the idea of like she's by herself, it's just so sad to me. And, you know, she's going to end up in another state and like in a random hotel room. It's just, the whole thing is just so sad. And I think, like, you know, to wrap this segment up,
I think
the biggest thing we need to do is continue to support our pregnancy resource centers and try to see how do we help in our state, because it's in the states now, to abolish abortion.
For sure.
What do we do? How can we do that? I think that is our next steps, because this is just so, so awful. It's awful.
And nothing, no small act is too small to make a difference.
No. So, okay, so our last story, I'm just going to play a clip from conversation someone put on TikTok. It is about bridesmaids and brides' dresses. So I'm going to play this clip, and I'd like everyone's reaction, and here we go.
I just wanted to call, actually. I got the dress. The dress arrived for your wedding.
Wonderful. Thanks for letting me know it's arrived.
That's the thing. I'm just a bit concerned because obviously we had a talk about what we were going to be wearing. And I did sort of say to you that I wasn't massively comfortable with the neckline, and you've still ordered them.
Yeah, well, we weren't massively comfortable with the neckline. You know, all the dresses have to look the same. That's the whole point of the bridesmaids dresses.
Yeah, I know, but...
I can't have four people in one dress and you standing out in a totally different dress.
Yeah, but I just don't get... Like, I made suggestions to you, didn't I? I said that what if we all did same colour, different...
Okay, so the video's much longer. I'll put it in the show notes and everything. But essentially, this girl was asked to be a bridesmaid. She felt uncomfortable with the neckline. And the bride's like, well, this is what we're doing. And it's got girls all over discussing it. And I thought we'd discuss it. First, I want to ask, team bride or team bridesmaid?
I'm like... I will... Okay, look at me. I don't know. Like, I feel like I've never been a bride, obviously. But... I feel like from when I've seen brides up close, I mean, they go through a lot of stress, especially the day of the wedding. And I just think, you know, there has to be grace on both sides, because obviously I think from like a bride standpoint, there's so many things going on, so many things they have to do. And like, it's their wedding day, really. So it's really what they want. It's kind of like a birthday. You don't go to someone's birthday and be like, oh, actually, we're going to have red decorations, and I don't like that cake, we're gonna do this cake. You'll be like, what the heck? Same thing with like a wedding. I just feel like, you know what, it's their wedding day, they want to be a bridezilla, we'll give them that. Obviously nothing too crazy, but but also if you're like a good friend and a good bride and you kind of know your friends, you kind of know like what's acceptable and what's not. It's like there's like a bunch of hidden rules or hidden like unspoken words, I guess, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like, I definitely, so personally, I'm team bridesmaid, but let me explain myself a little bit. Like, I definitely agree with what you said. Like, I do think if it's, luckily, the three weddings I've been in, two of them we got to pick our dresses, and the one that we didn't, I actually genuinely like that dress, and, like, I'm hoping to wear it again to something.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I think, like, from the bride's perspective, like, from the bridesmaid's perspective, like, you do... Even if you don't like the dress, like, you just go along with it. Like, it's your friend's wedding. Like, that's just what you're supposed to do. But I will say, like, if the neckline is, like, inappropriate, like, if they feel uncomfortable, like, I wouldn't want my bridesmaid to be uncomfortable. I think that's the part that I just don't understand. Like, yeah, if she expressed to you the neckline.
I think it goes both ways, yeah.
Yeah, like, if she expressed, like, the neckline is uncomfortable, then, like, just have her, or even have her, like, sew it, or, like, have her put a piece of fabric in the middle or something. Like, yeah. That's the part I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of taking bridesmaid on that, because even, what if it's someone religious, like, super religious, like, there's religions where, like, you have to be incredibly modest. Like, I would want that bridesmaid to be as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, you know? My friend, she was, my, especially, like, we all come in different body sizes, body types and sizes and shapes and colors.
That's a good point, too.
And it's, like, my friend, she like, let us know ahead of time, like, hey, this is what I want, like, very minimal, like, hey, this is the, like, you don't even have to get the same color, just a shade of this color, and she was like, and you can pick any style that, like, accentuates your body type. So, you know, that's like going to, that's like meeting someone in the middle. And she was even nice enough to, like, throw in a link of, like, I think it was, this was, we got, like, our, like, our little bridesmaid proposal boxes, like, October or November, and then that Black Friday of the Thanksgiving, she sent us a link that they were on sale. So I literally got my bridesmaid dress for like $30-$40.
What?
Like, and that's like a perfect, and then I got my shoes at Target. Like, but again, my friend, I know her, I love her. She's very, like, when it comes to things like that, she's very, like, simple. She's not like your crazy extra friend that must have this and this and this and that, you know?
So, yeah.
But yeah. I heard bridesmaids and brides end up, like, not even being friends after the whole thing.
Yeah, I've actually been in, like, a wedding or two or three where that has happened, where, yeah, like, people that were bridesmaids are no longer friends with the bride.
Yeah, and it's always when you mix business and pleasure, because at the end of the day, they're your friends, but then business, yeah, because, like, the financial stuff gets involved, and people are just like, you know what, it's expensive, blah, 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 because, shoot, the weddings that I've been to, I've dropped a couple $100, if not, yeah, almost, like, $1,000, so.
And the reason why, like, all the weddings I've been in, and I'm still very close to all of the bridesmaids, all of the brides, yeah, not to, like, brag or anything, and I've,
okay, done, I do speeches, have to cut off in, like, in 2 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I think the reason why it's, like, worked out for me personally is because, like, I do intentionally, okay, no matter what this person does today, it is their wedding. So even if they're, yeah, yelling at me, I just suck it up and I go, okay, it's their wedding. Tomorrow will be a new day. And that's just weddings, you know? Like, sometimes, yeah, sometimes the bride does get a little frustrated and gets a little, you know, mouthy, but, like, that's your friend. It's their special day. Let it go.
The best thing to do is not react, because more times than not, you, like, regret when you react, because I know I do.
Yeah, and, like, I also think, like, sometimes you forget that, like, it's their day, and I think that's when it starts to be, like, when you forget that it's your friend's day, that's when you start to have those, like, tiffs, that's when you start to, yeah, have those, like, mess up interactions.
Absolutely.
All right, that's this first TCAP of 2024. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will link all of the articles that we talked about, and let us know if you're team bride or team bridesmaid. And I'll think of other things. Let us know in the comments, but comment, rate, review, subscribe, all of that. Come to our events, join the Patreon, leave a 5-star review, all of those things. Thank you guys all so much for listening. However, wherever you're listening. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.